The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside may also be clean." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a little section of the Gospel that's known as the Eight Woes. Someday I'll tell you more about this. The Eight Woes of the Gospel of St. Matthew, they actually correspond to the Eight Beatitudes. Like I said, someday I'll tell you more about that. But, you know, if you look at it, they are eight harsh and scathing criticisms. Some of the harshest words spoken anywhere in the Bible by none other than sweet and gentle Jesus, which is a very important reminder that Jesus was not always nice. Now remember, every last word spoken in infinite, perfect love, every last word an emanation of divine goodness, perfection, and love, a reminder that unconditional love takes many forms, doesn't it? And it's not always pleasant. But what's interesting, what's probably most upsetting when you think about these eight woes that come from the Gospel of Matthew is the ones to whom they were addressed. These words are not addressed to the hardened sinners of Jesus' time, but rather to the devout and religiously observant people of his age, the scribes and the Pharisees. Now, a little tiny reminder just to jog your memory about the Pharisees. Who were they, right? Who were the Pharisees? Pharisees were a reform movement within Judaism, and what they wanted to do was protect their Jewish identity against easy compromises with the world. That's all they did. And so they exaggerated their Jewish identity, because all around them, you know, there were Romans and there were Greeks. And different Jews were capitulating and going along to get along and sacrificing their identity. And the Sadducees, maybe I'll tell you about these some other time. And the Pharisees wouldn't do it. They were devout, they were observant, and doggone it, they were going to stay that way. Now, what's really important to remember is that they weren't all bad. We have this tendency to think that Pharisees are always bad, and that's just not the truth. They were the devout and religiously observant people of the time. St. Paul was a Pharisee. What really shocks people is when they learn that Jesus himself was a Pharisee. So was the Blessed Mother, right? They weren't all bad. And it's important when you hear this to know that it's particularly devout and religious people that face temptations that other people don't always face. When you hear Jesus condemn the scribes and the Pharisees, we want to sit up and take notice, right? Daily Mass attenders, priests, religious, sit up and take notice. Because there are temptations that religious people face that other people just don't face. That's because when you're devout, when you're religiously observant, when you're trying, you will always find some little virtue that you can take pride in. And it can blind you to weightier matters, and it's happening all day long. With the scribes and the Pharisees, they were patting themselves on the back because they were paying tithes on mint and dill and cumin. But they, just as we, can be blinded by little virtues. Little virtues can blind us to big vices. For example, maybe you're faithful in prayer. It's a good thing, don't get me wrong. The whole world should be faithful in prayer. But you can be faithful in prayer sometimes and fail to recognize how utterly unfaithful you are to the well-being of the people who live under your own roof. You know, charity begins at home. One of my favorite quotations from Mother Teresa: if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Sometimes we can, you know, we can be very, very diligent about confessing our sins. Don't get me wrong. It's a good thing. The whole world ought to confess their sins. It would heal 90% of what ails us. But how often do we confess other people's sins all day long behind their back in gossip? And we don't even recognize the hypocrisy of it. It happens every day. Where people can be very, very faithful and diligent in their duties. Nothing wrong with that. Would that everybody would be faithful and diligent in their duties. But they're always counting the cost. They're always measuring out what they have to give and saying, I've given enough for now and it's somebody else's turn. Never really responding to our Lord's call to love without counting the cost. You know what the basic temptation faced by religious people is, religious devout people? It's that we measure ourselves against others and that we forget we're supposed to be measuring ourselves against a divine standard. It's a relentless trouble that small virtues blind us to big vices. That's why Jesus is so harsh here. He's harsh because people don't see the problem, and you can't repent of a problem that you do not see. Little tiny reminder now. Well, sit up and take notice whenever you hear Jesus condemn the scribes and the Pharisees. And as you continue with the Mass, we pray that we'll have the wisdom and the grace to see our souls as God sees them. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Louis, King of France, pray for us.